The Pros and Cons of Hustling in Sales. Authored by Doug Dvorak, founder and managing principal of the Sales Coaching Institute. Introduction. In recent years, the meaning of the word hustle has begun to lose its negative connotation when it comes to sales. Traditionally, when a person called a salesperson a hustler, it meant that they were a con artist. However, in the current business climate, hustling means something completely different and is associated with having a very strong work ethic. To hustle in today's business world means to work tirelessly and to do whatever it takes to achieve one's goals. This has become a key trait of successful sales professionals who want to excel in their field. While this level of effort does come with some drawbacks, hustling can also bring a lot of benefits to your sales performance. In this white paper, we will examine the pros and cons of hustling in sales so you can determine how much hustle is appropriate for you, your career, and your overall life goals. The positives of hustling. Work ethic. Hustling is a trait that is closely linked to success in today's sales arena. Those who passionately strive to make their work the best it can be are more likely to reach their goals than those with a passive mindset. Whether it is working long hours to generate new business or conducting research to create an effective pitch, nothing contributes to success more than going the extra mile. While not all sales jobs are created equal, and there are some where the pay is low, taking a minimum effort for minimum wage approach in these situations is counterproductive when it comes to creating long-term success. Even if it's unlikely you will be rewarded for going above and beyond where you are, putting in the extra effort is an effective way to prepare yourself for your next job, where your hard work will be noticed and rewarded. Resilience. One of the core benefits of hustling is the development of a strong work ethic and increased resilience. Plus, developing a strong work ethic can benefit you in other areas of your life. You become more disciplined, motivated, and focused on achieving your goals, whether they're related to work or personal pursuits. Hustling often requires having the ability to juggle multiple tasks and priorities. So by honing your time management skills, you can become more efficient and productive, which can help you achieve your goals more quickly and effectively. Resilience is also a critical component of hustling, as it is challenging and requires perseverance in the face of setbacks and obstacles. By developing resilience and the ability to bounce back from failure, you will become more confident and robust in all areas of your life. Practicing resilience develops mental toughness, which can help you persevere during difficult times. Leverage. When you work hard and make valuable contributions, you gain leverage. This means that you have more bargaining power when it comes to negotiations. If you're being treated unfairly, or not being compensated fairly, your contributions can give you the power to negotiate for what you deserve. Additionally, your hard work can open up new opportunities for you, whether it be at your current job or elsewhere. Networking. Hustling leads to enhanced networking opportunities, which can be valuable for career and personal growth. By attending peer events or participating actively in online communities, you can expand your network and meet people who can offer new perspectives, advice, and connections. Effective networking can lead to new job opportunities, help you develop new skills and knowledge, and build your personal brand and reputation as an expert in your field. You can create enduring connections with others who share your interests and values, which can improve both your personal and professional life. Fulfillment. Hustling isn't about working hard just for the sake of it. It's about working towards something you want. You are more likely to be fulfilled in your work if it's something that you are passionate about, whether that means achieving financial security or reaching a personal goal. Purpose. When you hustle, you take control of your life. You're not just sitting back waiting for life to come to you. Anthony Iannarino, a sales expert, sums up the importance of hustling succinctly. You act with a sense of purpose and meaning and mission and urgency, and you run and grab what you want because you're running out of time. This sense of purpose and control can lead to increased self-confidence, and a greater sense of satisfaction with your life. Time is precious, and those who waste it just waiting for the workday to end are missing out on potential opportunities for success. The negatives of hustling. Workaholism. While hustling can bring many benefits, it is important to keep in mind the potential drawbacks that come with it. One major drawback of hustling is the potential for becoming a workaholic. Success can be extremely addictive, and once you've developed a habit for hard work, it can be more difficult than you would think to turn it off. In addition to making you a dull boy, being all work and no play can have significant physical and mental health consequences. When you are constantly on the go and not taking frequent mental health breaks or vacations, you risk exhaustion and burnout, which can have serious long-term effects. Burnout. The physical exhaustion caused by overwork can lead to a range of problems, such as a weakened immune system, heart problems, and chronic fatigue. Mental exhaustion leads to burnout, which can include symptoms such as feeling emotionally drained, cynical, and ineffective at work. Burnout can also lead to physical symptoms such as headaches, stomach problems, and sleep disturbances. To avoid burnout, it is important to set boundaries and prioritize self-care. This can include taking breaks throughout the day, setting limits on your work hours, and making time for hobbies and activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Additionally, you can try to reframe your approach to work, focusing on productivity rather than hours worked. Neglect. Always being preoccupied with work can have a devastating effect on your personal life and relationships. In addition to neglecting your relationships with friends and family, you will also tend to blow off things that are important to you, such as hobbies and self-care. It is important to maintain a work-life balance and to make time for activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. To avoid neglecting other areas of your life, it can be helpful to set clear boundaries between work and non-work time. This can include designating specific hours for work and making a conscious effort to disconnect from work when that time is up. You may also give priority to the things that make you happy and fulfilled by scheduling time for your interests, your workouts, your social life, and other things that help you feel balanced and healthy. It is critical to remember that hustling does not need to mean working yourself to the point of exhaustion. As Martin O'Donnell, a composer for the video game industry, puts it, "Be nice to the goose." This refers to the Aesop fable where the golden goose stopped laying eggs when it was treated poorly. The same principle applies to people who cannot succeed if they are too tired or burned out. Additionally, it can be helpful to practice self-compassion by acknowledging that you are doing the best you can and by being gentle with yourself when you make mistakes or encounter setbacks. Hyper-competitiveness. Hustling too much can lead the unsuspecting into a state of constant competition and comparison. When you are always striving for success and trying to outdo others, it can tend to bleed over into your personal life. And nobody likes being around someone who turns everything into a contest. You may also neglect to celebrate your own accomplishments, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction, even when you are doing well. To avoid the danger of constant competition and comparison, focus on your own goals and accomplishments, rather than constantly comparing yourself to others. Celebrate your successes and acknowledge your strengths, rather than focusing solely on areas for improvement. Also, try to reframe your approach to success by focusing on personal growth and development, rather than solely on achievements and recognition. Moral decline. Lastly, hustling can sometimes involve compromising your values or morals in order to achieve your goals. Hustling should not involve stepping on others or engaging in unethical practices. You should always strive to work as hard as you can, but in a way that doesn't negatively affect others. To maintain ethical standards while hustling, it is important to prioritize integrity and honesty in your work. This can include being transparent about your goals and intentions, treating others with respect and kindness, and avoiding practices that exploit or harm others. You can also seek out mentors or advisors who share your values and can offer solid guidance on navigating ethical dilemmas in the workplace. Conclusion. In conclusion, hustling is a critical trait in the modern world of sales, and those who work hard are more likely to succeed than those who do not. However, it is essential to maintain a healthy work-life balance and avoid overworking oneself to the point of burnout. Hustling should be about working with a sense of purpose, urgency, and meaning, not about working oneself to the point of exhaustion. By finding a healthy balance, you will achieve your goals without sacrificing your health and happiness.